job growth surges in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and the Labor Department just reported that 236,000 jobs were added last month. That was much better than expected. The unemployment rate fell from 7.9 to 7.7%. That is the lowest level in 4 years. For analysis, we're joined live by Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems like this is a pretty good number, Julia.
It certainly is a pretty good number. It is in line with what we've been seeing in the last few months, which is a stronger, more resilient labor market. And there are some real pockets of strength that are encouraging.
Well, let's talk about those first. I mean, where are the sectors that are seeing the best job growth?
Well, not surprisingly, construction was very strong, adding 48,000 jobs, strongest reading in a very long time. We've seen the housing sector pick up, so that's good news. The tourism and retail industries continue to be sources of strength. And, of course, healthcare is a steady bedrock of hiring in this economy.
And who's lagging behind?
Government. Government is continuing to shed workers. This wasn't the sequester, though. This was all on the state and local side. There was a 10,000 decline in state and local government employment. That includes teachers and other state and local government workers. And we're still waiting on the impact of the sequester in the months ahead.
And the rate, the unemployment rate, as we said, went down from 7.9 to 7.7%. And the question always is, when that happens, is that good news or is that because people are leaving the labor force?
Well, this time around, it's a bit of both. So we did see the healthy gain in jobs, but had the we did see participation fall. So in particular, young people gave up the search again. That's not good news. And had the participation rate not declined, the unemployment rate would have actually held steady at 7.9%. So that's not exactly the way we want to make progress, is by young people becoming discouraged.
And what about the long-term unemployed? The people have been out of work for 6 months or more. They've been a focus of concern for many months, many years now. Are they coming back into the job market?
Well, the median duration of unemployment, which is a measure that the Fed closely watches, we closely watch, actually went up in February. So that went up to 17.8 months from 16 months in January. We have on balance been making some progress there, but that's still so, so high by historical standards. So there's still a lot of people that have been out of work for a very long time.
And we'll still have to see, of course, what the sequester does when that kicks in. Maybe we'll find out more next month.
Exactly.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.